And we're back here at All Action Sports Radio, and we're with our Racer X online editor, Jason Weingand, who hosts a TV broadcast of the Lucas Oil MMA Motocross. And he is here with us talking about San Diego and Chad Reed and what a great season this has been in Supercross thus far. Here's a quick question, Jason. Reed said that his first win was an emotional one because it was tough and there were a lot of pressure. There was a lot of pressure on him, you know. And then he came back and said, "We made a few small changes to the bike that was risky for us, but you never know how that's going to go. We went with a tire we never used on this bike before. We went with an air setting we'd never used before. So everything was a big gamble. So for a guy like this who has nothing to lose, it's paying off, right?"
Yeah, I think that first win 2 weeks ago, like he said, was an emotional one. It was to prove that he could get back up at that level. This is much more of like the, okay, this is where he is. This is what you expect. He's going fast enough where he can win on any weekend. It's a real big change in just 2 weeks over the complete shock and awe. And now just, hey, with the right setting here and there, all these guys are close. Anybody can win, and that includes him. So, and this is what it comes down to. All year at this point, you really can't be surprised anymore.
You know, with our last 30 seconds, the aggressive Ryan Dungey, you know, he showed up at A3, took out James Stewart, something I thought I would never see. And we talked about this. You know, going into San Diego, what do you think? Are we going to see more of Dungey like this?
I have to wonder how long this is going to last, because honestly, you look at the four races that he's ridden like that, the results have turned out bad. Maybe some of it wasn't his fault. He had a weirdo crash that could have happened anyway this weekend. But still, he was very consistent before he was angry Dungey. And now that he's been angry Dungey, he's lost a lot of points. So I have to wonder if he's going to say to the team, guys, I tried it. It's not working.
And I want to win now. Hey, so call it for us. San Diego, how do you see it?
I think it's I'm gonna say something crazy is going to happen. I'm going to go to one of the KTM riders, Roxen Dungey, or maybe Barcia. I'm predicting a shake-up here before we get out of California. Villopoto has not been so strong in these California tracks. I think he's just waiting.
He's waiting for the East Coast. You hear him? He wants to get to the East Coast.
I think so. And so I'm going to say it's going to be a shake-up. I'll go one of the boys in orange.
All right, nice. From what I say last week, from your lips to God's ears to the world. Jason Weingand, thank you for being a part of All Action Sports Radio, and we're going to talk to you next week.
All right, love it every time. Thanks, guys.
And coming up here on All Action Sports Radio, we have Dave Prodan, the Vice President of the ASP, the Association of Surfing Professionals, and Supercross Motorstar Chad Reed here on All Action Sports Radio. And this is All Action Sports Radio. Don't forget, you can always email us at allactionsportsradio@gmail.com, Instagram, All Action Sports Radio, and of course, our Facebook page, All Action Sports Radio. Vulcan Pipe Pro is in full effect this week, and it is just amazing, the swells that have been kicking down there. And a lot of people don't realize that the surf tour is like right around the corner. And in that vein, we have brought on the Association of Surfing Professionals, the Vice President of Communications, Dave Prodan. And Dave, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. You guys actually pulled me away from the watching the final day at Pipe today. They've got excellent surf. It's probably 8 to 10 feet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't know, like 50 feet Californian or whatever we're doing, but I think Kelly's in the water right now, and yeah, I know it's a great day to watch some surfing and get ready for the start of the season on March 1st.
Well, believe it or not, we're actually watching that here, and if you want to jump in with anything exciting, please do, because Jody Wilmont was on an earlier segment, and she was giving us a blow-by-blow live from Hawaii. So anytime you feel like it, Dave, just let us know what's happening with Kelly.
Absolutely.
Hey, now, Dave, I tried to look up the new rules, and our resident surf expert, Ryan Simmons, he couldn't find the rules. What are the new rules that are going into the 2014 season that's kind of shaking things up?
Well, the major change comes with how surfers are going to be qualifying for the Elite Tour in 2015. We're moving back to a completely segregated qualification series ratings and World Championship Tour ratings that we used to have. A few years ago, we started combining them into sort of a one-world ranking, and our new commissioner's office, headed by former pipe master Kieran Perot, has actually decided that, in all fairness, it's probably best to go back to the dual ranking, so surfers compete against people in the same pool. And, so surfers competing today at Pipe, this is a QS event that goes on to the QS ratings, and those will be exclusive to QS events.
Now, Ryan, in our discussions, he said this is going to open it up to some new faces onto the tour.
Yeah, I think so. I think one of the challenges with having a combined ranking, although it did make all the events very, very exciting to watch, it did sort of move the goalposts for a lot of the surfers trying to come up through the ranks, because surfers on the Elite Tour were able to contribute WCT results to their world rankings, which was an opportunity that surfers not on the WCT didn't have. So this kind of makes it a little bit more fair. Surfers all have the same opportunity for the same amount of spots. So I think it's probably a good decision, a good first decision of many, I'm sure, by our new commissioner.
And the WCT, I mean, you're talking about qualifying, the QS, the qualifying series. That's what that stands for our listeners.
Absolutely, yeah. So every year, the top 34 compete exclusively on the World Championship Tour. Those are comprised of the top 22 finishers on the previous year's WCT rankings, as well as the next 10 surfers coming up out of the qualification series ratings and two wild cards.
Now, people kind of resist change. Have you found any resistance in this new format? Are people embracing it, or is it a little bit of both ways?
I think it'll be universal embracing on this particular rule change. It really benefits the majority, and that's the surfers who are not currently on the Elite Tour. But most of the surfers, the top 34 surfers that are on the WCT, are in favor of it. They understand that they want to see the best surfers on tour every year, and to do that, you need to create a real stable and quality sort of vetting system to do that.
Now, you know, now, Dave, we're talking to the Association of Surfing Professionals, the ASP, the Vice President of Communication, Dave Prodan. Now, Dave, I'm going to harken back to something, and maybe I'm off base, and just correct me if I'm wrong. You know, does this have any earmarks of where Bobby Martinez was really angry about the tour and going against guys he considered not really in his league?
Sure, no, that's a fair point. I mean, I think Bobby, unfortunately, that particular year, my 4-week-old son chiming in.
Oh, nice.
I think Bobby that year sort of suffered from a lack of education. You know, it was a new ruling, and it was a ruling that, in fact, his group, the surfers, put in place. So it's unfortunate that he didn't feel like he had a voice within that group that particular year. But I remember talking to his camp very early on in the season, well before the mid-year cutoff, and determining that he only needed to make 3 more heats on the CT to make that mid-year cutoff. And it was just something that he found hard to wrap his head around, unfortunately. You know, he didn't turn up to Jeffrey's Bay or Tahiti, two events where he was very, very strong. And then he made one heat in New York before he was disqualified. So it was unfortunate. You know, I live in Ventura County, and I'm a huge, huge Bobby Martinez fan, have been my whole life, and I think it's unfortunate because he is one of the most technically proficient surfers on the planet and easily one of the best goofy footers. So it's a shame we don't get to see him surf on tour anymore. But I think, you know, the changes that were made at the time were made in the best interest of the sport and were made with the surfers in mind and were made by the surfers. So I think sort of the evolution back to that is, again, in the best interest of the sport.
You know, Dave, as we say around here, progression, progression, progression. If you're trying to progress the sport and trying to make it better, I mean, there might be some stumbles along the way, but as long as it's coming from a good place, I think everybody benefits.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, I think this year some of the major, major changes with the acquisition of the ASP in December 2012, this will be the first year where we have one consistent platform for all the fans to watch all the live action, one consistent commentary team, and just the ability to tell stories of the athletes and the events and the tours and the sport throughout the whole year. I think it's a really, really exciting year for fans.
And we're looking forward to it. Hey, Dave, we're going to let you get back to the Vocal Pro. Thank you for coming on and clearing up all the issues on the new rules here at the ASP.
No worries. Thanks, guys. We're launching the new website on Tuesday the 11th, and the season starts on March 1st. Looking forward to seeing you out there.
Awesome. Thank you. March 1st. We'll see you there. Thanks, Dave.
See you guys.
More on All Access Sports Radio.